At first glance, it might seem a little odd to have this text from Matthew as our gospel today for All Saints Day, the reading of the Beatitudes. It might seem, again, just a little bit of an odd choice because it maybe doesn't reference saints especially. But if you understand that full purpose of this passage and of the day, you can begin to see a little bit of how it is meant to connect, not least of which because, you know, Jesus himself says, "Rejoice and be glad if you do these things, for your reward will be great in heaven." He is speaking of that heavenly kingdom. He is speaking of that reign of Christ and of those saints who are there as well. But there's also this understanding how Jesus is fulfillment of the old law, but he does come to establish something new as well. And the Beatitudes in some ways can be seen as that new expression of the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments, you know, most of those are negative. You shall not do this, you shall not do this, you shall not do this. And if we break one of the Ten Commandments, which, again, they still apply, we are to understand that that is sinful and we need to go and confess that sin. These are negative things. But Jesus also wants to give us here in the Beatitude positive things of how we are to live. And this positive expression is very important for us as we consider the saints. Because those saints in particular who are canonized by the church, who are officially and infallibly recognized as having been brought to heaven, and they're by the throne of God able to intercede for us here still on earth, we express and understand that in order for the church to declare them to be saints, one, we must be able to look at their life and see heroic virtue lived in some particular manner, in some particular way, as well as, you know, again, good example, good teaching, and these other aspects, and then those miracles that we look as evidence of where they are. But that heroic virtue is something I think that is very important for the saints that are officially declared and for those who maybe are not officially but are certainly still saints in heaven. Because heroic virtue is something for which all Christians, all Catholics should aspire. We should not believe that it's enough just to not break the Ten Commandments, to avoid those negative things. Although you certainly can get to heaven if you never break one of the Ten Commandments, we should have that desire to have heroic virtue, to do those positive things. And if that's not part of the desire, if that's not part of what drives us, then it's likely something is missing. The angel in Revelation, you know, speaking through John, says to the church in Laodicea that they are neither hot nor cold. They are lukewarm, and therefore they will be spit out of his mouth. They will be spit out. They will be cast out because they are not hot or cold. They are not cold. They are not, again, not members of the faith. They are not believers, nor are they on fire with that faith, on fire to do those things which are heroic, on fire with love of God to go forth and to live that faith in the world. Because they are not hot, because they are not cold, they are lukewarm. They are complacent. They are indifferent. They think we're good enough. If we just don't break the Ten Commandments, we'll be fine. That angel of God says, you will be spit out. We should be hot. We should be on fire with the faith. We should have that burning desire in us to live these Beatitudes. To look at them not as suggestions or not just saying that, you know, those who do these things are blessed, but to look at them almost more like commandments. What can we do to be poor in spirit? What can we do to be merciful? What can we do to be peacemakers? How must we live our life? How much should we express and profess and live out our faith in the world, advocating for it night and day before anyone who will listen, such that there will be those who would persecute us for that faith, that those who would mock us or want to disassociate themselves from us because of our zeal, of our fervor. If we do not have that type of attitude, we are in danger of being lukewarm. And if we are being lukewarm, we are in danger of being spat out and missing heaven altogether. My brothers and sisters, today on All Saints Day, we remember the lives of those saints, that fervor, that fire that burned within them, that they were hot, and that they are still examples of how we are to live if we desire to join their number. If we desire and love God as He loves us, we should be seeking whatever we can do to carry out these Beatitudes, to be poor in spirit, to be meek, to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Let us not be lukewarm. Let us not only look at what we have to avoid doing, but let us look at what God is calling us to do, to that heroic virtue, to live in the fire of the Spirit, and so that we too might be blessed. We might experience that beatitude of heaven, that face-to-face encounter with God, and to rejoice there and be glad, for our reward will be great in heaven.